Check 1 2. Yeah, once again, it's the almighty motherfucking 3XL, Fat Mac nigga, Big Mike. You know how we do, man. Welcome to MacCity.com, my official motherfucking blog, audio log, video log, whatever the fuck you want to call it, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck. Dog, on the real, I'm just drained, man. I'm just tired as fuck and shit. And I was gonna go ahead and do a audio log in my crib. I mean, I went ahead and bought a brand new microphone. It's like top quality and shit. And I went ahead and bought some like audio mix equipment, you know, software and all that kind of shit. But it's just hard as fuck to flow in my house. I don't know what it is, man. It's just hard to flow in my house. I draw a blank when I'm up in that motherfucker, man. I do my best shit when I'm out here in these parks, man. So once again, I'm sitting back in the Mack truck, the Mack wagon. And yeah, man, I got my little trusty, handy dandy portable digital audio recorder with me. So yeah, man, that's what it do today, man. I'm out here, basically, this is just a whine and gripe and bitch session, man. I'm just here to tell y'all niggas, nigga, I'm just tired of porn. Nigga, I'm going motherfucking, I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. You know, for y'all niggas that's been in the motherfucking game with me, you know, from day one, you know, y'all know I done said this shit 100 million times, man, that I was gonna quit. I was gonna quit porn, because this shit is just tiresome, man. It's irritating. It's the steady diet of it. It's just bad. It's just sickening. It's just bad for your soul, nigga, for real. Oh, I'm so fucking tired of hoes. God damn it. And you probably tripping. You probably saying, God damn, nigga, ain't that bad for business, motherfucker? You know, going ahead admitting that porn is bad for you? Well, I mean, nigga, I mean, you gotta use some fucking common sense, man. You know, balance is the way of the universe. And niggas always gotta use some discretion and some common sense whenever they doing anything, man. And too much of anything is bad for you, motherfucker. A steady diet of anything is detrimental, man. You know, niggas can OD on chocolate. Niggas can OD on beer, alcohol. I mean, just too much of anything is just fucking bad for you, nigga. So it ain't like I'm lending credence to, like, the religious right. Them bitch-ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, hey, steady diet of religion's bad for you, too. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just, balance is just the way of the universe, nigga. If you want to live in harmony, you want to be healthy, you just gotta have a balanced diet, nigga. You just can't eat protein, you know, like in the Atkins diet and shit. You'll lose a lot of weight. Feel good for a little time, you know what I mean? But eventually you'll gain that motherfucking weight right back, you know what I mean? You can't just discard all your motherfucking carbohydrates, nigga. You got to have carbs combined with the protein. You gotta have a steady diet, man. So any kind of diet that you have, you can't just only eat protein. You just can't eat only carbs. You gotta have a balanced nutritional diet, man. So go ahead and get you a steady diet of porn and religion, or should I say spirituality, and you'll be alright, man. Don't be sitting up on them. I'm just, you know, this is just real talk to me and my motherfucking homies, man. Y'all that come down and y'all bless me with your presence, you know, in the Mack City limits, man. Don't be sitting up in your house under your computer 24/7 fucking with porn on the internet, man. That shit's not good for you, dog. Yeah, I know. Nigga, you stabbing yourself in the back. You're shooting yourself in the foot, nigga. No, I can say Mack City is all about that real shit, nigga. And I'm just telling you, stay away from the goddamn computer and the porn, you know, for 24 hours. Go out and get some sun, man. Play with your kids, man. You know, feed your dog. Walk around the park, man. Shit, I don't know. Do something, man. But don't be just be on that porn shit all day, man. But like I said, man, I'm not lending credence to the religious right. You know, them religious motherfuckers is always trying to blame everything on fucking porn. You know, every time something bad happened of a sexual nature, if a bitch get raped, yeah, it was because he watched porn and he did this and he did that. And that may well be true, nigga, but fuck. Like I said, religion is the same motherfucking demon, nigga. You know, it's like, case in point, I mean, every time you turn on the TV, CNN, you got another fucking Catholic priest being accused of playing with little boys' ding-a-lings, man. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see nobody trying to ban church. I don't see nobody trying to ban the Catholic priesthood. and all that kind of shit, you know. But if somebody looks at a porn site, then they go out and they do something off the wall and wacky and shit, of course, oh yeah, it was porn fault. Porn did it. But then again, you got these motherfucking Catholic priests up in the church, because basically they take a celibate, or what was it? Is it celibacy? A vow of celibacy. Yeah, that's what it is. They take a vow of celibacy not to touch no coochie, man. So here they go up in the church, up in their little cathedrals and shit. You know, they go 2-3 years without even sniffing no pussy, and all of a sudden, little boys start looking good to them. Now, all of a sudden, you know, when the little altar boys come up light the candles, you know, shit, Father O'Reilly or O'Brien is, you know, filling on the little kid's testicles, man. But I don't see nobody out in the streets trying to ban the Catholic Church. Makes sense. Sound kind of ridiculous, don't it? Well, that's the same way I feel about porn, nigga. You can't goddamn try to ban porn just because you got a couple nutbags out there, man, that seen a porn video and want to try and do what the fuck they seen on the porn. Motherfucker, goddamn. If you're going to do that, then you got to apply it all the way across the board, man. Like I said, Father O'Brien, he out there playing with little boys and shit. Like I said, steady diet of religion is bad for you. That's just extreme, man. You cannot go your whole life without, that is if you a normal motherfucker. I mean, I don't know, unless you Jesus or some shit, and that's another story in itself, you know. I'll get deep metaphysical on that one day, you know, unless you truly a god man, nigga. But ain't nobody gonna be able to walk around this planet, man, without wanting no ass, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You go 5-6 years without some ass, you know, that's just gonna back up on you, man. That's not natural, you know what I mean? But I hear some of y'all saying, well, it's not about natural, because we are not of the natural mind. We do not have carnal minds. Since we are in the body of Christ, we can do supernatural things. And, you know, we can do all things which strengthens us in Christ. Nigga, I don't see it. I'm sorry. You know, like I said, Father O'Brien basically disproves that, nigga. Because evidently, just like I said, if you want to ban porn, if you want to say porn is all-inclusively bad and you got to ban all that, then you got to put the Catholic Church in that shit too, because y'all niggas is doing unnatural shit. You running around trying not to look at pussy, trying not to look at ass and titties, you try not to touch it, and then one day, all of a sudden, miraculously, little boys start looking good to you, you know? And that's the same kind of shit that you would accuse porn of. You know, you would say that porn would engender or endear that sort of behavior, wanting to play with little children. But yet, you still got niggas up in the church doing that shit, quiet as it's kept. You keep sweeping shit under the rug. And how come ain't none of these motherfucking reverends or pastors or fathers doing no goddamn time? Fucking hypocrisy, man. So like I'm saying, today is about balance, niggas. That's what today's lesson is on the Fat Mac Show, nigga. That's right, balance. No, we don't want a steady diet of religion. You know, you sitting there. You probably heard about the preacher's daughter and shit, right? Right. You know, the preacher's son or whatever. You know, those typically is the worst kids ever, man. You know, they get brought up in a holy roller house and shit. Them little kids, man, they can't do shit. They can't spit, man, without motherfucking getting Hail Marys and holy water thrown on them and shit. Then all of a sudden one day they hit puberty, man. Them motherfuckers is off the hook. Why? Because they living in a house full of extremes, man. They live in a house where they don't have hardly any sort of room to breathe, no freedoms and whatnot. And then finally what happens, I know y'all done seen a dog one day, like you got a dog pinned up in the backyard. And the dog never go nowhere. All the dog sees just the four goddamn corners of the fucking fence, man. And then one day somebody opens up the door to that fence or the gate. That dog is gone, nigga. That motherfucker he's ghost. He got to get himself some action, you feel me? And that's what it is, man. The preacher's daughter or the preacher's son or whatever. Typically, these are the type of motherfuckers, man, that's been fucking ostracized all their life. You know, they can't do this, they can't do that. They're basically shackled and they pinned down. And then what happens when they hit puberty and shit? These motherfuckers, they off the hook, man, like bats out of hell, nigga. They smoking, they drinking, they fucking, having sex, having kids, robbing banks, doing all kind of shit, man. Like I said, extremes, man. Let them kids breathe, motherfucker. Let them kids go out and have fun. You know what I mean? I'm not saying let them give them a license to do anything they want, man, but loosen up the reins. Father Johnson, Smith, whoever the fuck. Okay, today's sermon is balance, my son. You motherfuckers is killing me, man. So that's what I'm talking about today, because, man, just I got a steady diet of porn, nigga, and I'm tired, man. I'm really sick of it. I don't want to see no bitches. I don't want to see no hoes. I don't want to talk to no bitches. Don't want to talk to no hoes, nigga. I just want to go somewhere. I want to go to the fucking top of Mount Everest, nigga, and just fucking lay down and goddamn just look at the fucking stratosphere, nigga. That's what I want to do. I want to relax, man. I want to go somewhere where ain't nobody, where there ain't no computers, ain't no phones, ain't no hoes, ain't no, just everything is just pristine. Everything is just natural. I got a hankering for that kind of shit, man. Maybe move to fucking Utah, Montana, or some bullshit in the wilderness, man. Be like that nigga, that Unabomber motherfucker. Just totally just remove myself from society, man. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's what I'm kicking today, man. Balance. I'm gonna recap it because I think it's an important motherfucking thing to recap. Yeah, like I told y'all, porn, steady diet of porn is not good for you. Steady diet, and obviously a steady diet of religion, of Christian and Muslim and all that kind of shit is not good for you either. I mean, fuck. All we gotta do is look at the Middle East, nigga. Fuck. Shit. Because like I said, I mean, you got niggas blowing shit up, chopping heads off, all in the name of what? Religion? They ain't doing that in the name of porn, nigga. They doing that shit in the name of religion. But is anybody trying to ban religion? No. You know, we got a serious double standard here. We got some serious intellectual dishonesty going on with a lot of you motherfuckers, man. So, like I said, when I sit up here and I say that, you know, steady diet of porn is bad for you, it ain't no knock on my hustle, man. You know what I mean? Because porn is good. Porn is fun. Take it in moderation, man. Like I said, too many chocolate chip cookies will make you sick, homie. Fuck. So, yeah, I would like to implore everyone out there to take a break from the computers. Take a break from the VCRs and the DVD players. You know, put the baby oil and the Vaseline away. Go out. Breathe some fresh air, man. Get away from that goddamn computer screen, man. Before you know it, man, you gonna be like, what's that motherfucker, man? That Japanese or that Korean dude that was shooting people on the college campus and shit? It was obvious that he was a sad case of a motherfucker that just couldn't get no pussy, man. And that's what happens when you can't get no pussy, man. Yeah, let me talk about that, because I think that's an interesting thing to speak on about porn, because a lot of people think that the more porn you watch, the more pussy you get. And I think it's just the opposite, nigga. I think the more porn you watch, the less pussy you get. Yeah, I think that's because, as I mean, a lot of motherfuckers is living in their head, man. They living in a fantasy world and shit. And what typically happens is cats is like finding that their little fantasy world is just a little bit more entertaining than trying to fuck on a real bitch. Yeah, I think that's, you know, I know with me, man, it's like I've got so much ass and so much pussy, man. It's like it's devalued. It's gone down in value, man. It no longer holds any sort of meaning or any sort of value to me, man. So, I mean, even though I can't lie, I'm getting more pussy than I ever did in my whole life, man. But it's not as fun to fuck now. I don't know if that makes sense to y'all. Because when I was getting it sporadically, when I did get the pussy, it meant a lot more. It was more fun. It was more bang to it. You feel me? But now that I just get so much pussy, man, it's just like I don't really, you know, I don't really get into it as much anymore, man. It's like, yeah, okay, here I am again in some more pussy. It has no, the bang is gone, man. That is, unless I get with a female that I really dig and I really love and care about and shit. You know, that's apples and oranges, man. But yeah, I think that a lot of cats that get into a lot of porn and shit, man, that, I mean, I think it teaches them, it kind of degrades their social skills too, since they're not out there actually meeting females and putting their work in, man. And they would much rather just, you know, sit at the computer screen and deal with the female on a computer. It degrades their social skills, and they don't know how to spit game. They don't know how to rap to no females, man. They don't know how to get in the face of no female and put their bid in, nigga. So it's kind of like, I think it makes you worse, man, when you fucking around and you fucking with that porn, man. So a lot of motherfuckers talking about, oh, you're into porn and you always, all you want to do is fuck and all this kind of shit. I think that's just the opposite. I don't really think that's totally true, man. I think that the more porn that you fucking with, the less pussy you actually gonna get. That's my word, man. That's, I've seen enough cats and talked to enough cats, man, to kind of deduce that, man. I don't really think that the more porn you watch, the more pussy you get. I think the more porn you fucking with, the less pussy you gonna get, man. It kind of teaches you to just, it degrades your game, basically what I'm saying. Watching too much porn fucks up your game. It degrades it, man. So, yeah, once again, yeah, I might be shooting myself in the foot with that. You talking bad about your own hustle, dog. I'm just keeping this shit 100 with y'all. And I want y'all to have a steady diet, man, of porn and spirituality. You gotta have things to offset everything. You feel what I'm saying, man? Yeah, man, you gotta do that. So, like I said, steady diet of religion, bad. Got motherfuckers trying to blow shit up every day, chop niggas' heads off. Got Armageddon about to jump off because of religion. No one's trying to ban religion, but everybody might want to try and ban porn. Right, because some motherfucking fruitcake runs out, does something, and right after you get done doing it, you say, "Well, I watched the dirty movie, and it made me do it." Man, I swear, man, I'm living amongst fucking idiots, dog. Well, that's today's installment of motherfucking the Mac Chronicles, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, go ahead. I want y'all to check out my man, Mr. Wrigley at the Whole Flipper Network. You can't find this at the Whole Flipper Network and MP3 format. Like I said, I just bought some motherfucking audio software where I will be formatting all this shit I'm doing to MP3. You know what I mean? But like I said, you can still find this at the Whole Flipper Network as well. So for all you cats that like really enjoy the shows and prefer to listen to it in MP3 format, this is where you can find it. In MP3 format at the Whole Flipper Network with your host, Mr. Wrigley. You know what I'm saying? And of course, if you don't really give a fuck and you don't really give a fuck what format it's in, you can just listen to it right here at maxcity.com or my blog, audio blog, video blog, the Max City Chronicles. Okay, so that's about it right there, man. I'm seriously thinking about taking a big break, and I know a lot of y'all niggas has heard that shit a million times from me. Like, I'm gonna retire and I'm gonna take a break, all this kind of shit. But really, seriously, nigga, the thrill is gone, man. I got to find something else to do with my time. Too old for this shit, homeboy, for real. You know what I mean? So, all right, go ahead and shit. Digest that, meditate on that, marinate on that, man. I'll catch y'all later, man. I'm out.